HarperCollins presents The Valkyrie by Kate Hartfield, read by Eleanor Jackson and India Shaw Smith.
Part 1. Fafnir.
Chapter 1. Brynhild Falls. Like all stories, I have more than one beginning. 327 years ago, I was born. In the days when Hadrian ruled the empire that crumbles around us now. 8 years after that, my father gave me in tribute to his god, the one he called Wotan, the one I learned to call by many names. 7 years after that, I finished my training, took flight for the first time as a Valkyrie, learned to gather the slain. The only beginning that matters came centuries later. My beginning was in you, Gudrun. But you already know that story. You want to know what came before, what I was before you melted and reforged me. I'll go back one beginning then, to my exile and my fall. It seemed like an ending then. My last sight of Valhalla, a shard of daylight that closed in a moment as the weight of my mail and helmet pulled me down. I was a long time falling. Somehow, in that void between worlds, there was light enough to see. I thought I saw other women, though who can say which worlds they were falling from, or to. A pale, wry face framed by short red hair and a hand searching the hilt. The golden hair of a girl, streaming as she floated, hands covering her face, her shoes kicking at nothing. We tumbled at different speeds, and sometimes they flickered out of existence while I watched. Perhaps I imagined them. They were not Valkyries. I am the only Valkyrie Odin ever exiled. The fall gave me time to think. I imagined what would happen at the bottom. Perhaps I'd land on a pile of corpses or skeletons. Perhaps I'd add one more to the pile. All these fallen women must land somewhere. But when I hit the ground, I was alone. Alive. Breathless, coughing, bruised. My cheek stung where it slammed into the edge of my helmet. When I pulled my helmet off and wiped my watering eyes, the back of my hand came away bloody from the cut. I wiped my hand on my green wool cloak, another brown stain for its collection. I staggered to my feet and looked out at Midgard, my birthplace. I barely remember my family now, and I do not remember them any better then. My father was something like a king, or so I recall him, but I do not think he is in any of your stories, Gudrun, at least none of the ones I heard in your hall. Kings gave their daughters to the gods sometimes, where I was born. But where was that? 3 centuries had passed since I left them, as a child, my small hand in the rough hand of the Allfather. Valkyries age during the hours or days they spend on Midgard, but nobody ages in Valhalla. By the time I was exiled, I was a woman grown, but my body was much younger than all my centuries. I stood on a cliff, looking out over brown land under a pale sky. A thin, dark river wound like an adder far off. Kites circled and screamed over my head, chastising me for existing where I had not existed a moment before. Though I lifted my arms to be among them, the wind did not take me. I could fly no longer. I was a woman. That was my punishment. The very worst thing Odin could imagine. It was spring, and the leaves were new green. I walked stiffly, helmet in hand, seeking shelter. Down in lower places, I found that the water of the Skinny River was clear as weak mead, with a little brown trout darting in it, and a pink-skinned pine twisting overhead. I sat napping a flint to the finest edge. Then I snapped the pine branch that leaned westward. Westward wood for harming, eastward for healing. And with my flint,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?